Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Endure different things. You know, we go through grief, we go through joy, we go through so many things that we have to navigate. And even in joy, we have to, you know, praise the Lord and let Him know that we appreciate Him and that we understand those gifts. And then He gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what drives us each and every single day. He can tell us how to communicate with others. He communicates with us and shows us what He wants us to do as individuals. So it's so important that we appreciate who and what He does for us every day. And if you're not communicating with Him every day, then today's the day. Today's the day that you begin a new beginning. That in the morning when you rise up, before you do whatever it is that you do, that you spend some time with Him and you love on Him and you let Him love on you to prepare you for today. And then ask Him, Lord, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to? And it may be just an action, but love can be just an action. And it could be where you're actually going to spend time sharing the love of Christ, where you share your testimony, where you make a difference in somebody's life. It's so important that we love on others. And it doesn't matter where they're at in their life. All that matters is that they're a human being that needs to be loved. And to realize that God is there for them each and every day. So in John 8:12, it says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isn't that an amazing gift? And to think that sometimes we don't, it's His word is today, tomorrow, and it was yesterday was fulfilled, but today is our day to walk in the life that He's given us. If you are not empowered by the Holy Spirit, then when we have communion in a few minutes, I want you to ask the Lord to give that to you. The word is His empowerment. The word is His encouragement. The word is what you're going to use to reach others. The word is what's going to get you through from day to day, whether it's joyful times or heartfelt times where your heart is breaking. Because even in those moments, He's with you and He can give you and bring you joy. So anyway, today as we celebrate and partake in the inheritance of the righteousness, which is preservation, health, healing, wholeness, and provision. Those are mighty terms. And, you know, too often we take it lightly. We are empowered to do so much through the Holy Spirit. And today I want you not to be thinking about what's going on in your life. I want you for the moment to just dwell with Him. I want you to communicate with Him. I want you to receive His healing. And it could be healing of your mind, your spirit, your body, whatever it is that you need. This is the time that you're going to receive from Him what He has for you. Because it's so important that we tell Him what's in our heart. We're thankful, but you know, sometimes, and it doesn't, He knows what we need. And He knows what our life is like, but sometimes we have to speak it. And then I want you to find the word that matches whatever it is that your need is and stand on it. He says, my word will never return void. And so based on that, think about what you can do in respect to feeling His presence, to feel, you know, what He has for you. And even if you're alone, I want you to understand you're never alone because He is always with us. He goes before us. He walks beside us. He's behind us. But most importantly, He carries us. And, you know, I want you to think about this. You know what? When you stand before the Lord, church isn't going to stand behind you. It's between you and Him. So today, as we take communion, I want you to think about your relationship, not about your spouse, not about your friends, not about anyone. Right now, this is your moment to receive what He has for you in this moment. And then this can be the start of your communication with him, your relationship with him, that you started every morning, you ended every day. And throughout the day, he says, pray without ceasing. How can you do that? Is by actually just praying. You don't have to be on your knees all the time. You just have to be there to talk to him, because it's a conversation. It is not, you know, where you're on your knees, although sometimes you're on your knees, sometimes you're on your face. Sometimes you're feeling, you know, sometimes your prayer is crying. It's the Holy Spirit in you that's reaching out to him. So as we take communion, I want you to just put away everything that's happening in your life right now. And I want you to talk to the Lord, to receive his love for you, to receive healing if you need it, to receive a message that says, you know what, I'm here for you, and I'm going to help you through anything and everything that you're going through today. And then take it tomorrow and the next day and the next day, where you're going to be listening to him and having that communion on, you know, one-on-one. Amen. So while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So if you would take the bread, please. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which was poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. Amazing gift. Please take the cup. So this communion today is about love. The greatest love we could have ever received, the greatest gift. And it's about your healing in whatever you need. This is your moment. And this is your moment that you're going to be feeling his presence. And I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. You know, so please start your communion today and know that his love for you is so great and that he is with you always. So, amen. Thank you.
I still remember the first time I heard this song. I was like, I don't like this song. I make room for you, God. But that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about just necessarily the... You know, sometimes when we think about making room for God, we're thinking about how much time did we spend in the Bible today? How much prayer did we put in today? How much of this or how much of that? But he's not talking about just that. Sometimes the making room comes just on every day as you're going through things at work, as you're going through things. It's a laying down. It really is. It's knowing that God, you're in my everyday. I've made room for you in everything because I surrender it all. I let it all go. This song, always I enjoyed the bridge so much and always asked God, I don't know. I don't really understand the first parts of the words. So can you show me? Because I don't really want to sing this song because the beginning I don't really like. And as he spoke to me and he showed me those things, this song became something so amazing to me, because even when you have been walking and going to church and doing all that stuff for years and years and years, you can become so complacent on what you've learned normally. I am going to go to church today. I'm going to sit in my seat, my normal seat that I usually sit in, because sometimes we do find seats we like. And that's okay. But the thing that he wants us to remember is that he's got something new for you every day. He's got something new daily, because daily you're going through new things and he has new things for you, because he's already prepared the way for you. So he wants to show you what he has for you in that. Whew. Break down those walls of all my tradition. Break them down, because that's the thing, is we get used to church being one set way. We got to do announcements first. We got to do communion. And then the service needs to be about this song. No, it doesn't. Who told you that? Who told you that it had to be a certain way? Because the only person that we should be hearing from about those things, about how we do church, about how we walk day to day, is God. Amen. That's where we should be getting it from. If he says, I want you to worship a little longer, we're going to worship a little longer. If he says, I got something more I want to do at the end of this service, and we're going to heal some people, we're going to heal some people. Because that's what he's here to do. He's here to do something new in our lives. And it doesn't have to be this routine of how it goes. Just lay it down. Just lay it all down. God, I want healing. God, I want restoration in my relationships with family, marriage, whatever it is. God, I just want to feel some joy because maybe you've been down. That's okay. Take it to him and just lay it down because he's got something new for you. And those things, that making room that happens in our lives, it really is almost like an overflowing cup, right? When you pour into a cup and you keep pouring and you keep pouring even though it's full. Has anybody ever seen, it just made me think of it right now. Has anybody ever seen like those, I've seen them a bunch of times, but when people are talking about like new Christians and like the purifying, and sometimes they'll use like dirty water, right? And then they pour like a, they put a sink faucet pouring into it. I've seen it a bunch of times, but it really is like that. The more that pours in, the more that comes out, right? And even when it is the dirty water, even when it is the things in our lives that maybe he's saying, we really need to weed this out, this thought process or this thing that's going on, you will find you don't have to weed out anything. You don't have to figure out how to let go of hurt. You don't have to figure out how to fix maybe an issue that's going on in your child's life. You don't have to figure out how to solve every problem in life because he knows. He knows what's going on there. Just take it to him. As you fill up, I promise you, all the rest just falls in place because then you start hearing what he has for you. Then he starts giving you direction on where he wants you to go. Then he starts telling you, here, I have this for you. And as he does that in your life, you'll see all the rest just begin to fall into place. This is sometimes where we get stuck, right? It's because where we feel like I need to fix this problem. I want this to change. So I'm stepping over here because this is what I want. He's saying, just stop. Just wait. And come to me. And I got more for you than what you could ever imagine. I'll give you more joy than you even thought about. I'll give you even better than what you're praying for because I want to give. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. He wants to give you exceeding joy, not just joy. It's exceeding. Because that's the thing, is that a lot of times what we think is good for us, he's got better. What we think, man, this has been awesome. I'm loving this. This is the greatest. I've hit my peak. No, you haven't. If you're still here, he wants to give you even more.
That's right. Amen.
Because he has got more for you. And I know that sometimes people can be like, you keep saying that. He's got more. He's got, because he does. It's not an ending process. We believe in a living God.
Amen.
A God that is with us in all things. A God that is preparing the way before you. A God that is loving on you in every moment you're going through. But you gotta go after him. You gotta know your Father. You gotta know. And as you go after him, he's gonna show you more about who you are. Because he created you. He placed things within your life that you might not even realize are there yet. And he's just wanting to pull them out. Because he says, I have blessed you. I've got things for you. I have made you more than a conqueror. So I just want to go back into this song. But I just want to encourage you this morning. I feel like God's got some people that he's wanting to do some breaking down of walls, that he's wanting to give you some things. And if you want to use this altar space up here, come up, because God's got some things he wants to do for you. He does. And sometimes it's a breaking out that really does happen if you just, like, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to come up here. Maybe just move out of your seat and enjoy some worship. Maybe just, it can just be a step to the side. But let me tell you that as you step in to him and what he's got for you, you are going to know that something's changing. You're going to feel it. He's going to give you something. So this morning, let's just do that. Let's enjoy the presence of God that we're already in. And let's allow him to do a moving. Let's surrender it all so that he might be able to break down those walls, that he might be able to break those chains of bondage that you might be feeling, so that he can give you the things that you're needing for this holiday season. And if that's just joy, peace, love, you got it. Just go to him.
All week, the Lord has been speaking to me, and he's been saying, prepare the way for the risen Lord. And what Rebecca was saying is, the first part of that is to prepare your hearts, your minds, and get right with God. But the second part, the Bible says that John the Baptist came before Jesus to prepare the way for the Lord. Can I tell you now that all of us are a John the Baptist type? We are to prepare the way for the Lord. The Lord is going to return someday, and it's our job to prepare the way. How do we prepare the way? We prepare the way by doing what he said, and that is to go out and preach the gospel and share the good news to all those around us. Prepare the way for the risen Lord. Amen.
So who wants to do something big for God? That doesn't sound very enthusiastic. Who wants to do something big for God? Yeah, people are kind of worried, like, oh, this is a trick. Okay, it's kind of a trick. Because before we do something great for God, we got to do something small for God. Because it's got to start somewhere. You know, there's so many times where I've asked God to bless things, and I didn't really say, hey, God, is it what you want me to do? And those things didn't really pan out. But you know what? God has something greater for you. So many times we think that those things that we're asking for is going to bring us, you know, happiness, bring us peace. But really, it's just a filler, right? It's not truly what's going to make you peaceful. What's going to make you joyful? So you know, let me just encourage you to do the small things. Because if you think about it, David. Why was he there to slay Goliath? It's because his dad asked him to go take some stuff to his brothers and to their commander. Nachos. Yeah. Well, he did take cheese to the commander, so that's part of nachos right there. But, you know, there's this thing where he showed up because he was just doing what a godly person would do, which is listen to their parents, right? So, you know, that thing that you want to do in your life, it's just probably just all you got to do to get into it is just keep doing what God has asked you to do in his word. Follow the Spirit, and that's going to take you to your greater thing that you can do for God.
Praise We like to minister. We like to have body ministry in this church. How many say amen to that? Amen. Let the body minister to the body. Amen. Hallelujah. God does give me words for the body on Sunday, but I really do believe that God gives all of the body words for the body on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's important that if you feel like you got a word that God is placing on your heart this morning, that you go ahead and come on up and just speak the word, speak it to the congregation, and how many say amen to that? Amen. Amen. How many like hearing from God? Hallelujah. Amen. How many want to hear more from God? How many love God? Amen. Hallelujah. Just clap your hands if you love God. Let him know that you love him. You know, just say, hey, God, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love this song that we sang. You break down the walls of all my tradition. Amen. Break down the walls of all my religion. Amen. Praise God. I mean, we just got through having communion. And how many like communion? How many like having communion? And how many, are there any people that are Catholics that used to be Catholics in this house? Praise God, man. I remember I was an altar boy in the Catholic church. And my mom made sure that my little brother and I would go into the Catholic church. And they would have an early morning service, or we used to call it the early morning mass. You guys remember that? Early morning mass. Anyway, we do that every day, and every day was a dedicated day to somebody that passed away. It was kind of a you know, just, yeah. My brother and I didn't realize and understand everything that was going on because it was in Latin. Do you, anybody know? Anybody remember? Dominus quibus cum et cum spiritu tuo. Do you guys remember that? Anybody? Any Catholics? Anyway. And I loved it. I was a young man, but we had communion every day. Took communion, and can I tell you, it became kind of a ritual, a religion, a rote, I was So before I got saved, it seemed like if you didn't have communion during church, you weren't having church. I'm going to say amen to that. That's the way I used to feel. And one day I was looking through the scriptures and I was noticing something, you know, and I noticed that in the book of John, John doesn't record the Last Supper. Do you realize that? It's a little bit different. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record the breaking of bread, the drinking of the wine. They all record it, but John doesn't do that. So I did what I'm used to doing. I asked the Lord, God, why didn't he record it? What's the story? Of all the ones, you know, Pastor John loves it because his name is John, and of all the ones that would leave out the breaking of bread and the drinking of wine, why would John do that? Why did he leave it out? And my question was to the Lord, because, you know, how many of you know that if you got a question in the things in the Word of God, how many of you know it's the best place to go is to God? Ask him. Can I tell you, he's got the answer. Amen? I mean, you know, you might get confused if you ask enough people. How many say amen to that? Ask enough, you can get confused. But if you ask God, wait on God and let God tell you. Amen? Well, that's what I did. I asked God. I said, Lord, why is that? And it wasn't right away. It was a few days. I was reading through there one day, and I was in John chapter 14, 15, and 16. That's actually where after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. You remember that? And from there, they went to supper. Amen? I guess remember that. Well, it was then when Jesus began to speak all the things about the Holy Ghost. There's going to Comforter come. He's going to come, and he's going to lead you and guide you. He'll show you all the truth. And, you know, he began to see. And what the Holy Spirit said to me, says, Henry, he did communion the way communion is supposed to be done. See, communion is not really, I mean, the elements, the bread and the wine, the taking of those elements, those are, if you will, those are types of what God wants to do. The bread represents the Word of God. The wine represents the Spirit of God. Do you understand that? So once I got that, I go, oh, that's why. This is why communion is so. Right now, you were having communion. Do you know that? The Bible says that they broke bread together daily. How many say amen to that? You remember that? This is what it's called. This is communion. You're breaking bread. The Word of God. Speaking to one another. When you meet your brother on the street, and you're talking the Word of God to him, you know what you're doing? You're breaking bread. You're having communion. Is that okay? Come on, you're not really pulling out a bottle of wine or grape juice or whatever you want. I'm sorry, some of you. But bread, the word of God is bread. Jesus is the bread of life. Amen. Amen. So hallelujah. So it kind of broke me out of my tradition, broke me out of my religion. How many say amen to that? How many are glad that God does that by his spirit in your life? Is that right? Amen. God wants communion with you. Not just take a bread and drink a cup and then walk out and forget it. How many say amen? That's what I did in Catholic Church. We would take communion, forget all about it afterwards. And then we have to go confess our sins. Anyway, long story. Amen. I am glad that Jesus has revealed himself to me. Are you glad he's revealed himself to you? Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you will, you know what? Maybe nobody's there. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Might be an hour or two, but I'll be back. I've got my notes. I'm going to need my notes. Let me say amen to that. Praise God. How many were you here last week? Last with David, Pastor David, who came out. Did you enjoy that? You know what a sermon was called? Breaking out, right? Breaking out. It's funny because the week before, my sermon was titled "Breaking Out." It's funny. Could it be that God might be trying us to get broken out, to break out? Could it be that? Praise God. Break out. Hallelujah. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to break out a lot. My mom dabbing all this stuff on my face. Praise God. God wants us to break out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God has been giving me this. He's been talking to my heart. I thought I was going to have it a couple of weeks ago, but it didn't. Breaking out was something that came in powerfully because of Thanksgiving, I guess. Praise God. We break out with thanks. Break out with praise. Amen. But today's sermon is titled Promotion Plus Maintenance Equals Influence. How many say that? Say that with me. Promotion plus maintenance equals influence. How many of you want to influence the world around you? Hallelujah. It's going to take some promotion. How many say amen to that? Glory to God. You know what? God just wants to promote his people. Huh? Is that okay? There was a guy, his name was Ralph Anderson. He's a good friend of mine. He was a real thin guy. He had diabetes. And I would pray for him. He would sit at my table at my desk down in the maintenance shop. He would sit there almost every day. And I talked to him, pray for him. And one day he told me, he says, "Hey, Henry," he goes, "I think I'm going to quit this job." Because he was kind of a frail guy. But he had smart people. I mean, I'm not one of them smart people. I don't know how to be smart. Every time I try to be smart, it gets away from me. How many say amen to that? Anybody like that? I'm like that. But I get, he asked me one day, he says, "Hey, Henry," he goes, "I'm going to quit." I said, "Why? Ralph, this is a great job for you, man. It's got good benefits." He says, "Man, I can't make it up there." He says, "I'm enlightening up my tool bucket because I can barely make it up the steps with my tools." I said, "Oh." I said, "Ralph, don't quit, man." And I said, "Hey, get some of the guys to help you." He says, "I can't do that. That's not right." I said, "Yeah, I guess I can't even move people. Hey, can you carry my tools for me?" Yeah, no, that wouldn't be good. So anyway, I was one of the upstairs guys, the planning supervisor came down and said, "Hey, Henry, an opening is happening. Would you consider putting in for this opening for a planner?" And I said, "Yeah, sounds good to me." I was ready to get off my tools and into some desk work. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it did to me at the time. But I was talking to Ralph one afternoon, and he said, "Pray for me, man, because I really feel like I need to stop working here and go find another job." And as I was praying for him, I prophesied to him. I felt the Lord prophesying to him. I said, "Ralph, every door the Lord opens for you, put your foot in it and let him take you to where he wants. He knows where you're at. He knows how you're feeling. He knows." How many know God knows about you? He knows everything about you. And he said, Ralph, just do that. So the planning door opened, and he put his foot there, and he actually went up, took a test, and he aced it. They loved him. He was really smart. So he came down real sheepishly, kind of, you know what sheepish, you know, he's like, oh. He says, oh, Henry. He says, guess what? He goes, you know that job you put in for? I go, yeah. They gave it to me. I like that. I go, praise God. I said, Ralph, didn't the Lord tell you to put your foot every time the door opened? Well, it was funny because the door opened again for him. He became a planner in the electric shop. Door opened again for him. He became a senior planner because this kid was smart. He just had stuff about computers. And then he ended up being the planning superintendent to Africa. That's kind of weird. But man, just because every time the door opened, he put his foot in there. Isn't that cool? Later on, the door opened again and I got the job to him. But it was crazy because he thought I was going to feel bad about it, but I got blessed because he was promoted. Can I tell you that God wants to promote you? Everybody in the room, he's interested in promoting you no matter where you're at. He wants to pull you forward. He wants people to look at you and say, dude, what are you? You're not smart. Like they did me. They thought, Henry, you're not smart. What are you doing with this job? Hey, come on, I don't know. But God's got to. They ended up making me the and I'm just, this is glory to God. They caused me to, he ended up making me the emergency planner, which was there was a value on that. That was above some of the other planners. And I thank God for what he does, because he is willing and wanting to promote his people. Amen? Amen. So check this out. Let's go to Luke chapter 19, if you will. Glory to God. Luke 19. We're going to pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all things, Father. Everything, Father. We thank you for it. Father, we thank you for the good things, and Lord, we thank you for the bad things, Father, because we know your word tells us all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we love you, and we thank you for all things, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, Father, that tells us, God, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for your word, Father God, that says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are strengthening us and every body of believers that believes in the Holy Ghost, that believes in the power of the living God. Hallelujah. Everybody is being strengthened and built by you, Father. We thank you for it, and we praise you for it today. In Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Look at your neighbor and say amen, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Starting Luke chapter 19, verse 12, the word of God says, and he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him. How do you say amen? Do you know that there's not people that do not like Jesus right now? Do not like the people of God. How many know that? Is that right? Can I tell you, there is an antichrist out there even now today. Can you say that? You say amen to that? But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, do you like that? That's when Jesus comes back. Amen? See, Jesus is this nobleman that went into a far country, let's call it the earth, to receive for himself a kingdom. Amen? Did he set up a kingdom or not? Yes, he did. And then the Bible says right here, Jesus says, and when he returned, amen? Come on, man. Oh, yeah, that's a good place. Amen. Amen, brother. That's good. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because you are an austere man. Thou takest up that that thou layest down, and then reapest that thou did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. Right away he calls him a wicked servant. Amen. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I had laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Therefore, or wherefore then, gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take it from him, the pound. Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. Jesus said, for I say to you that unto everyone which has shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that which he has shall be taken away. But those my enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring here and slay them before me. Kind of a scary thing, isn't it? Amen. How many of you know that God has given us something? Amen. How many of you know that God has given you a pound? I guess it is. Given you a gift. Amen. Does anybody know what the gift is? What's his name? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit is here to cause you to prosper. Amen. He's here to cause you to step forward, to continue to step forward. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what God has for you. God has sent his Spirit in order to build you and strengthen you. Amen. Amen. Do you mean that? Do you know that? He's called you to be strengthened and promoted in this earth. Amen. Oh, God. Praise God. I want to talk to you about these elements, because the last one's going to be just these things that we need to, we need promotion from God, and then we need to maintain the promotion. Anytime you receive a promotion from God, do you know what it looks like? What does God's promotion look like in your life? Does it mean more money? The currency of the kingdom is revelation. Do you know that?
That's right.
Every time God reveals something to you, he is promoting you. It's a promotion. You got to look at it as a promotion. Amen. How many want to be promoted? I mean, you know, there's only one place to get promoted. It's in God's word. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you that we have some records of influence, some people that we have records of that they were promoted because they trusted God. Do you remember Moses promoted from the what? He seems like he started with a promotion. Is that right? Can I tell you, a promotion in the world is not at all like the promotion that God brings to you. It might seem really good, the promotion of this world, but I'll tell you something, in light of what God has for you, the promotion that he wants to bring to you is incredible. Can we say amen to that? Say that to yourself. God's promotion in my life is incredible. It's his promotion. It's the promotion he wants to get you into. Moses started out in the king's house, amen, Pharaoh's house, ended up killing somebody, went into hiding, amen, went from a killer. Now he's the leader of thousands, possibly close to 1 million people coming out of Egypt. Amen. God promoted him. Joshua was promoted by God. Amen. Because he listened to God, spent time in the tabernacle. After Moses would leave, Joshua would go in that tabernacle and spend time with God. God, in that time, God was promoting him. How many say amen to that? Joseph, you remember Joseph? Ooh, Here's a good story of promotion. Promoted. Joseph was promoted. Daniel was promoted. The three Hebrew children were promoted. Why? Because God wanted influence in the earth. He wanted godly influence, and that's what he's got us here for godly influence in this earth. Amen. Come on, man. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I want you to check this out. This is what God tells Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous. How many say amen? Go like this, everybody. Come on. I want to make sure you're awake. Go like this. Come on. Come on. Go like that. Yeah. At least make a fist. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it, from the right hand or to the left, that you may what? Prosper. What's making him prosper? It's the law that he's looking at. Is that right? It's the word of God that he's looking at, that you may prosper wheresoever you go. How many want to prosper wherever you go? That's a pretty weak amen, but I don't care. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen? What do you got to do? Day and night? Meditate. Think about God's word. Look at it. Eat God's. Hallelujah. Day and night. But that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. And thou shalt have good what? Success. Is God kidding?
No.
Come on. Is he just talking? It's just hot air flowing out, isn't it? Oh, no, man. Oh, it might be hot. It's God's word. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes when God speaks to your heart, sometimes there's a warmth that comes out. Amen. Hallelujah. Have not I commanded you, be strong and good courage. Amen. Where does that come from, the promotion and the good success? To the man and woman of God, it comes from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Check this out. That's Joshua chapter 1, 7 through 9. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9 says this. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all you do. Going to let you think about that. It says the same thing. God's saying the same thing. Keep these things. Keep these things. Keep these things. Psalm 75, 6 through 7. Let's look at those. Promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. I'm going to throw in the north also, so since we're doing four. Throw in the north. But God is the judge. How many say amen? Everybody say God's the judge. God is the judge. He's the judge. Promotion comes from where? From God. He's the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. How many want to be set up? Can I tell you, it's God's will that you're set up. He wants you set up. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. Romans chapter 16, verse 25. This is Paul the apostle ending the letter to the Romans. He says this, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. What was the gospel? The gospel of who? Gospel of Jesus Christ and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Amen? According to the revelation of the mystery. Amen?
Yeah.
According to the revelation which was kept secret from the Lord. Again, now him that is a power to establish you according to the revelation of the mystery. Can I tell you that God will establish you and build you by revelation? It is revelation that God's wanting to place in your heart. Can I tell you, a lot of people don't move anywhere. A lot of people don't end up doing what God wants them to do because they have no revelation of the vision that God has for you. That's why I will tell you all the time. I will speak to every one of you. Hey, try not to do it the way every church around you does it. Amen? What does God have for you specifically to do? You got to go after him to find out. You got to search the words, go to the scriptures. You got to, you know, the word of God, I don't know where the scripture's at. I think it's in Proverbs. Could be, I don't know. Have you guys ever heard where it says, by the truth? You ever seen that scripture? By the truth. Oh, man. Anybody seen it? Well, I'm going to have to show it to you because if nobody's seen it, then I can't get an amen out of it because you can't be, come on. So let me look real quick. I'm sorry, but I really feel the Lord taking me to this scripture. Proverbs 23:23. Oh, God. What does it say? Buy the truth, sell it not. Instruction in Arizona. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of you spending money this month. Is that right? Come on, man. Yeah. Some of you already spent a lot of money. Some of you already spent too much money. Amen? Come on, man. But listen to this. Buy the truth. Amen? Where would you... You need to spend your time buying the truth. Amen? Spend your time. Spend your waking hours. Spend your energy. Spend it. Spend it. Spend it. Where? In the Word of God. Looking at God's Word. Hallelujah. Because it's only God that's going to hold you up in these days. Do you know that? Come on, folks. You know that. You know I can't hold you up. You know that. You know that those people you listen to on TV can't hold you up. You have to have God holding you up personally all the time. Independently dependent on God. That's who you are. That's what you need to know. Hallelujah. He will hold you. He will keep you. He will provide for you. Amen. He will. He will. He will. Doesn't matter what it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, I got a kick out of that. God gave me a kick. Praise God. Buy the truth. Buy it. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, he puts in some nice stuff, man. I like that, man. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. God has promoted us by his word. Now, once he's promoted you, you got to maintain that word. How many say amen to that? Amen. Because God, can I tell you that God places his word on you? He'll give you a vision, and then he will place precept upon precept, line upon line, precept upon precept, line upon line on that vision that he's given you. How many say amen to that? That's why it's so important. You got to go after your vision. Go, God, what do you got for me? What is it that you're saying to me personally? Because, oh, he knows you. Go after it. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, verse 33, you guys know this scripture, says this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? He was talking in that sermon, he was talking about clothing and food, right? Amen? But I'll tell you something. If you seek first the kingdom of God, everything that he wants for you, he's going to get it to you. He's going to expose it to you in his word. He's going to show you these things. And then when you grab those things, you just write them down. Hold them close. When God reveals something to you, oh, you got to hold it close. Let me say amen to that. Amen. Can I tell you, it's kind of hard to release it. You can. Can I tell you that? The Bible says in Hebrews, it says, we've got to be careful that we don't let the thing slip. How many, anybody ever had a scripture that you loved and you didn't use it for like 5 years and all of a sudden you come across it again? Oh, I love this scripture. And anybody ever do that? Yeah, good, because I don't know, I was going to say, maybe that's just the way I am. I don't want anything to slip out of my grasp. So I'll take hold of it. I'll look at it again. I'll look at it again. I'll look at it. This is one of these things where God was talking to us about promotion and then maintaining that promotion. God wants to maintain the promotion in your life. So do you know how he's going to maintain it? He's going to put precept upon precept on it, line upon line. There's going to be more word of God that will confirm that promotion that you got. Can you say amen to that? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Glory to God. Because I say amen, that means hallelujah. Hey, you guys can say amen. That's okay. It helps me, actually. I'm not begging you for it, but I am begging it. No, I'm just kidding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just say this to you. I was looking at Psalm 119. How many of you like Psalm 119? Anybody? It's probably the longest one in there. Amen? But, oh, man. But let me just say this to you. This is what I found in there. I found that There's treasure in the Word of God, right? God's Word is a treasure. And sometimes it comes in any form. And the reason I'm saying any form, because in Psalm 119, there's a lot of forms that David talks about. And here's some of the forms that he says. He says, the law. I love thy law is what he says. I love your commandments, he said. I love your judgments. I love David. I mean, say amen to that. Come on. He's speaking my heart. I love your judgments. I love your testimonies. I love your statutes. I love your precepts. And then he says again, I love your word. A lot of different, can I tell you, these are the things, you know, people, when you say the law, they go, oh, well, I'm not under the law. Well, forget that. Come on, wash that away. The law is just God's word. What's it saying? What's it saying? What's it saying to you? Thou shalt not covet. You know, well, that's the law, brother. We're not under the, shut up. Amen. Come on. Anybody say that? Quiet down. Jeez, come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What makes you love things? What is it? What is your love for something? How many say amen to that? What makes you do things? I've got a grandson that can tell me about every football player, and I mean, he's really good. If I'm trying to talk football, I'm lost. But my grandson can talk football. He can talk to his dad, and his dad has good conversation. Then he can go talk to somebody. He'll talk to Brother Pat. He loves Brother Pat to go talk football too. I mean, can I tell you something? What you love, you're going to look at. How many say amen? What you love, you're going to go after. Amen?
That's right.
Amen? How many love food? Yeah. How many love tacos? Come on. Just a couple. Yeah, thank you. Look at two hands over there. That's Abe's wife. That's my gal. She's two hands. Yeah, tacos, man. Come on. How many love sleep? Rest. How many love that? You kind of go after that stuff, you know? If you love God, you know, let me just put this in your heart. Just think about this, because I really want you to think about this. If you love God, you're going to go after his word.
That's right.
You're going to look for his word. You're going to say, God, what do you got? What do you got for me today, God? What are you trying to say to me today, God? Hallelujah. I love all the things you said to me, but I want something fresh out of the ovens of heaven. Amen. Give me something, God. Give me something. Hallelujah. Glory to you. You're going to go after him and after his word. Psalm 119, 127 says this. Look at this. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Above, yeah, he says, above fine gold. I can picture David going, yeah, I love your commandments, God. Above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all your precepts concerning what? All things to be right. And I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are what? Wonderful. Oh, how I love your law. It's above gold. How many know gold is just about the best stuff you can get? Amen? Is that right? In this world? That's right. But in heaven, what's that? The street sweepers sweep it off. And it falls off the edge and lands on the earth. And we go fighting for it. Hey. His word is above the law, above gold. Psalm 119, verse 162 says this. 119, loving kindness. Oh, says beginning. Is that where it starts? Psalm 119, verse 162. I'm sorry. I rejoice, there you go, at thy word, as one that finds what?
Great.
What's spoil? Is that the stinky stuff you get out of your fridge? No. Spoil in that vernacular was like stuff. Stuff. Stuff, yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to just ask you this. I'm going to just ask you this today. What has God given you? What has he given you to maintain? Can I tell you, God is glorified when you maintain your front yard. How's that? Is that okay? God is glorified when you maintain your vehicle. God is glorified when you maintain whatever he's given you. I like this house. How many of you like this house? It's going to get better from here. Can I tell you, it is moving forward. Can I tell you that? You know, some of you might not understand it, but we got a new roof sitting on this thing. That was foremost. We got a new paint job on it. Have you say amen to that? You know, Mako. Yeah. Some of you got that. Some of you didn't. But we got a new paint job on the building. We are moving forward. You might not see it really, but we are moving forward. Praise God. I was praying. I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm going to give you a date. I'm going to say by April 1st. Whose birthday is that? Somebody was telling me that was her birthday. Randy's birthday. By April 1st, every lane in that building is going to be out. That's what I'm telling the Lord. I'm speaking that to him. And I said, God, if I've got to do it myself, if I got to go to Mexico and hire me a crew, amen. I'm saying, no, I'm just kidding, man. Come on, bro. Hallelujah. But I believe in maintaining the building. I do. I believe in trying to maintain it the best I can. Best we can. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I'll come in and vacuum the floors. You know, Rosie and I clean these seats every Saturday. And then once a month, we've got Shirley's crew that comes in and they clean every seat. And every seat, as we're cleaning, Lord, whoever sits here, in the name of Jesus, whoever sits here, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, hallelujah, I don't care what it is, God. But if they need a healing, it's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then Brother Steve Carl comes in and he's praying over all the seats. We're getting double whammies on these chairs. Can I tell you that? And they say, amen. So everybody go like that. You can feel it. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Praise God, you liar. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about keeping. God says, keep my commandments. Amen. And this is the word. This is where I got maintained from, because I want you to see this. In the Hebrew, the word keep is shamar. See that? It means to hedge, to guard, to protect, and attend to. When he says keep his word, maintain his word, you want to hedge it, guard it, protect. That's shamar. That's the Hebrew word. The Greek word is terid. Terid is what it, that it's kind of a long H sound. Terid. Terid. It says guard or keep from loss or injury, right? And then it says to maintain. How many of you know that maintaining something, sometimes there's new stuff that goes in with it. Is that right? How many know that maintenance is an important thing? How many maintain your car? How many take your car and get an oil change once in a while? Hallelujah. Once every 10 years at least? No, man. Rolling. I got so many cars in my house, man, I'm under the car all the time almost, seems like. But hey, maintenance, but sometimes there's something new and better that can happen to you, and you'll buy it. Amen. You see, man, that? You buy a new warranty. How many of you get those warranty phone calls? Hey, come on. Hey, shut up. Hey, can I tell you something? Yeah, I sold that car 2 years ago, man. What are you calling me on it? Come on, man. Warranty. Always something to maintain. But I'm going to tell you, I'm always looking for something to maintain the word that's within me. God, I want to be maintained. Worship is a good place to get maintained. Amen? Hallelujah. God will speak to you and we begin to flow things to you. I'm going to say amen to that. Oh, God, hallelujah. God wants us to maintain that what he's been given us. Can I tell you that I love you folks. I don't want to lose anybody. How many say amen to that? But sometimes people make decisions to go someplace else, and that's okay. There's nothing I can do against somebody's will. How many say amen to that? If somebody says, hey, well, I'm not going to go, I didn't say that right. If somebody says, hey, I want to come to your church, praise God. If somebody says, I don't want to come to your church anymore, I'm going to go somewhere. What can I do with that? Hey, brother, God bless you, man. Find where God wants you to be, man. Amen? That's all I can do. Let me tell you, folks, I'm not here. I'm not here to try to, oh, man. I'm not here to show anybody how great I am. I'm here to show people how great God is. how wonderful he is, that how he moves and how he does things. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go back to this little, to the parable that Jesus read. He said, who was that? Who was that certain nobleman? It was Jesus. He gave his servants each the same thing. Amen. He has given us all the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here to lead you and to guide you. How many say amen to that? Amen. Nobody should have any man or woman leading them and guiding them. How many say? Say amen? Amen. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to into a cave, if you're going, what do they call it? Spelunking? Might need a leader. Amen. You might follow them because they might keep you safe. No, but I'm telling you, in the things of God, you need nobody to lead you. The Holy Spirit is here to do that for you. That's the great thing about what he's doing today. He is trying to lead his people into what he has for them so that what he has for them will work with anybody else around them because those people are being led. That's called the unity of the Spirit. That's called one accord. That's called what God is looking for in the body of Christ. Let me say amen to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to read. He told them, listen to that. Some of you are going to get this, some of you won't. He told them to occupy what? Till I what? Till I come. Occupy. Occupy till I come. He didn't say, I got to say this because the Lord wants me. He did not tell you to occupy till you pass away. He said, you stay here till I come. That's a weird word to a lot of you. That's a strange one. But nevertheless, it's the word of God. Amen. Jesus didn't say, he says, you didn't say occupy till I come and take you out. He said, you occupy till I come. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus has already come in you? Right. Amen. Amen. But there is a physical manifestation when he's coming. How many say amen to that? And he's coming, folks. Amen. And what's it going to be like for those people that will not accept his leadership? What did he say? Do you remember? He said, call those servants that would not have me reign over them and slay them, he said, before me. I don't want to do too much detail, but that's not going to be pretty. How many say amen to that? That's why we have to go out and win lost. That's why we have to hear what the Holy Spirit tells us to do and go. Amen? Can I tell you, just don't go. Just say, okay, I got to go in the lost. Run out there and just start, hey, you lost. It's not that way. We are to be led by the Spirit at all times. How many say amen to that? Amen. You'll be filled with the Spirit. Will you stand? Hallelujah. When you're promoted, when God reveals something to you, if you maintain that promotion, how do you do that? You just do that by going to the Word of God, by speaking God, talking to God, talking to the Lord about it. If you will do that, you will have influence like crazy in the earth. Do you know that? Because people need what you have. People need the word that you have within you. You might not even know it's there. You might think it's buried, but it's not. God says, open your mouth, and I'll fill it. I will speak through you if you just open your mouth. When you sense him pointing somebody out, they're looking at you, and they're looking at you kind of funny. You know, how many have ever had that happen? Yeah. Yeah, they look at me all the time because I think I'm funny looking. But they look at me, they're looking at me, and they kind of, I was cleaning the back, this corner over here, but I was knocking all the weeds down. It just so happened that the weeds were falling in that little alleyway right next to us. Amen? They were just falling in there, and it was loading up with a lot of stuff in there. And I saw the guys that were from the Pizza Hut, they were delivering pizzas. They were going in and out. And finally, I got down in there, and I started picking it up. And one of the guys come over. He walked over to me. He says, we were kind of wondering if you were going to clean this up. You know, I looked at him, and I seriously felt the Holy Spirit come on me. And you know what? He didn't tell me, "Thus saith the Lord, young man." I didn't say that to him. Because I think he knew who I was. You know what came out of my mouth? I said, "Come here, man." I said, let me just tell you something. Never, ever let anyone else clean up your mess. And, you know, he looked at me. I could tell it impacted him. Because it wasn't me. I didn't even think of that. It just came rolling out. I don't know what was going on in his life. Maybe he'd created some kind of mess. I told him, "Hey, that'll work in relationships. That will work in everything. Never let anybody clean up your mess. You clean your own mess." Is that crazy? And, ooh, I felt the power of God. And, you know, he kind of, "Oh, yeah, well, okay, well, thanks for cleaning." And he walked away. I think he felt it too. I'm looking forward to seeing him in here. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you, folks, God wants you to influence the world. How many are infant? How many want to do that? He wants to promote you so that you can be influenced. So, Father, I just thank you for your word this morning. Father, I thank you for your people. I ask you, Father, that you would cause them, Father God, to grow in the things that you have for them personally. Father God, cause them, Father God, to be promoted day by day by revelation of your word. I thank you for it, God. I praise you for it. Father, cause them to be an influence in their neighborhoods, in their city, in their families. Father God, let that influence just flow out of them. Father God, because of who they are, because they are in you. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hey, turn around, look at somebody, say, "Be an influence," and thank you for coming this morning. We love you. We love Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.